the book of Apostle James 2:12. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. All of us, independent of or regardless of our spiritual growth, our spiritual levels and ranks, our calling and the scale or magnitude of our service, will be required to give God an account according to the law of liberty. The Church of God needs to once and for always learn, Apostle Arkady writes, that the biblical understanding of the law of liberty is starkly different from the religious forms of legalism and permissiveness. The Scriptures define the meaning of the word liberty together with the word law. The term law together with the word liberty in Scripture implies the law of God. The law of God is always the law of liberty. Here lies the difference between the definition and understanding of the word liberty within the light of the Holy Scriptures and the understanding of the word liberty within the pitch darkness of philosophical and religious extremes. According to Scripture, Apostle Arkady writes, the phrase the law of liberty is identified as liberty from the power of sin or liberty from the authority of money, which is the root of all evil. Also, involuntary dependence and obedience to a specific face placed over us by God, as well as a specific form of teaching which this face presents. We see that the law of liberty is freedom from the power of sin and voluntary obedience to righteousness. And so when it's talking about legalism or permissiveness, this is freedom from righteousness and being free and open to sin, do whatever you want. To honor the law of liberty, we have only one right. This is the right to reject our own rights for the benefit of freely choosing to depend upon the law of liberty. Honoring the law of liberty is the voluntary offering of ourselves to God, together with our tithes. Such offering is cutting the root of all evil and a demonstration of love for God and His Word. Galatians 5:1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Right now we will sing a psalm, and we will remember that we have the free choice to be dependent upon the law of liberty. And we made this choice, and this choice is confirmed by the fact that we honor God with our voluntary tithes and our offerings. The Scriptures say each one give according to his heart, not in bitterness or by force, for a cheerful giver God loves. And so we have opened our heart, we have placed a calculator into our heart. You can't use a calculator that's in your phone or your head if we don't have a calculator first in the heart. And so right now we will demonstrate that we have this spiritual calculator, and it is in our heart. We ourselves have opened our heart and have put this truth in our heart, and we do this voluntarily according to the law of liberty, because all of the formulas and calculators and everything we use is within our heart. And we will do this voluntarily. Let us stand up and partake in this wonderful form of service.
Ожидай твой.
Please stretch out your right hand as a symbol before our God and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your word, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.